Let's open our Bibles to Psalms chapter 27. We'll be looking at the Word of God briefly. Yeah. I just received the good news. Hallelujah. You know, that's the order of this year. Yes. You know, after I left BCLF on Saturday, I went for an event and it was just a bundle of possibilities. And people that, you don't need to bring that up. That you wouldn't be able to imagine that we can do great things. God will be doing great things through us this year. Yeah. In our various corners. You know, I think on Saturday I was just like, well, what if someone told magic to produce a million set of shoes, what would come to our mind? And I was asking myself, yes, she can make it. Yes. And the wisdom to make it possible is available. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying when it comes, we now say, God, give us the wisdom. I'm saying the wisdom, and that's why we set up the office hour, you know, and we'll share more about that, you know, as we put more structure to that as well. I guess the team is putting some things in place, right? That's okay, ne? Yeah, so please. It's a great year. So it's a year to go for the bull's eye. Uh-huh. Like, just get it. Get the eye. If the eye is not where it's supposed to be, you get it. It's the year to do great things. So it's not a year to go downward or be conservative. No, we're not going to do that. Psalms chapter 27. We'll be looking at just a charge on this beautiful psalm of David. And I will title it. You can give it another title, but I will title it No Cause for Fear. You know, like we said in BCLF, that this year has one of the greatest complicated mix of problems that mankind will see, you know. But we are also saying that because God gave us victory last year, gave us victory 2 years ago, yes, gave us victory 3 years ago, He would also give us victory this year. Yes. So that's what we're saying to the devil. We're not going to enter any prayer thing that opposition should not come. You're a weakling when you don't want opposition to come. Yeah, you don't want, when you declare a false peace, devil has not told you that he's at peace with you, but when you declare false peace, you are a coward. He says right from the day of John the Baptist, they say you are on war for you. He said you've declared peace. You've gone to Switzerland and you've declared treaties with the enemy that did not come to the meeting. And then you would be a prey. Till Jesus come, we would have opposition. He even said it. He said, because they opposed him, they will oppose you. It's for his namesake, because of what you've sworn your allegiance to. And I think also this year, it will be very, just to say it for those that didn't attend BCLF yesterday, it will be very impossible for you to make money naturally. Your side will be more obvious this year. I mean, whether you're on the Lord's side or you're not on the Lord's side. Like it will be, because the problems that exist now, they require spirituality. Either it's good spirituality or bad spirituality. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Please bring up Psalms 27. I think we looked at something like fear Sunday school, right? Sorry? Yeah, we looked at Timothy, right? For God has not given us the spirit of fear. Okay, it's one of the scriptures. You want yours to do as if you did not read it this morning. When I'm preaching it, please, please, don't do like that at Bolaro. No. But it's the word of God, right?
Yes, sir.
If you've preached this sermon yourself, I mean like you preached it, it will bless you. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. You know, I even want to rush the message because of the good news you get. He's very good. Mr. Land, exclamation mark. What's an exclamation mark? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Can you say this? You know, I said that if we are not expecting opposition, we are kidding. We are the best fit. We are the most suitable species for opposition. Meaning our grace attracts opposition. Actually, the validity of our grace is even the opposition itself. If you say you carry something, if it is not proven, we are not sure what you carry. So when we say we are saviors of the world, then it means there will be problems in the world that would require our invitation. They would have to ask us to come and proffer solution. He says, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Please just, you can stay in verse 1. So David said, God is his light and God is his salvation. And he said, who shall he be afraid? Like, is it a Goliath? Is it a bear? Is it a lion? Is it his brothers? And, you know, the beautiful thing is, after David killed, David never had the opposition that David faced continued to go on the increase. Like, I mean, Goliath was not the peak. Like, after Goliath, the opposition he had, they kept going on the increase. Now, who would have killed Goliath and would still be a destitute? Because before he finally sat on the throne, he was in the field, like not even field. Field is even better. He was in the mountains, in caves, running for, like when someone is running, it's like someone they sent an assassination letter that they've deployed the assassins all over the world. And you're not sure. There's no safe space. So who would have killed Goliath and you still expect you would have any sort of opposition? Even to the point where opposition came from his house to unseat him from the throne. That's Absalom, right? But this is a man that knew that God is his light and the strength of his life. He says, God is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Now, the opposition is not so much about it in itself. Like, the opposition is a tool that facilitates something. And one of the major things the opposition facilitates is fear. If you look at Goliath, right? What Goliath was an opposition, but the real opposition was fear. He says every time he cried that who would represent Israel to fight against him, he says the children of Israel were fearful. They were afraid. So Goliath is one thing. Goliath is the opposition, but the opposition produces fear. Fear is the real enemy. Before you take out the opposition, you have to take out the real enemy, which is fear. So you would see that the victory for David had happened when he was making the inquiry that what would they give to the person that would defeat this uncircumcised Philistine. Like Bible teachers would tell us that was where he got the victory, when he was able to categorize Goliath. He said uncircumcised Philistine. And he said, what would they do to the man? Like, you already saw victory, and he was already talking what price. So the first thing that you take out is not the opposition. The first thing you take out is the fear. So David understood that it's not about who can face me. No, plenty of people will face you. He says, whom shall I fear? So amongst all the people that will face me, tell me the one I will fear. No, I won't say who will oppose me. No, no. If you don't want opposition, you don't want victory. No, you don't want victory. It's just like saying you don't want to go on a journey and you want to get to the destination. No. It says the Lord is my strength, or the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid of? We're looking at no cause for fear. Because this year, we would have, guys, let me announce to us, because we are here for the word of God, right? Yes, we would face many oppositions, but we have to know what we are fighting. Because at times, the jealousy is, this one faced 15 opposition, me, I faced one. God, why did you give me 15? You know, there's one inordinate affection in man not to see any opposition. You just want to... Now. See, do you know some people don't wish that there will never be war? Because they will not have business. Like this period when some people are bombing, some people are doing it, that's when their own profit is going. They are testing all new weapons. So it is vain for you to rise up early and say there should not be opposition. It's vain. Is who you want to be when you face the opposition that God is interested in. So for a David, he's more concerned about him not being afraid of anybody, no matter who the person is. And so the fear that is produced by opposition is the real enemy. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you say to yourself, whom shall I be afraid of? Yeah. You can say no one. If you are really sure now, maybe if you are not sure now, maybe at the end of the service you say it. But don't worry. No, don't worry. Don't rush it. The person that you are afraid of knows that you are afraid of him. So don't bobo him or bobo her. But don't worry. The word of God gives us, because it was the word of God that brought David to this point where he could say that God is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. Glory to God. Are you still here? Did Rhoda just sing, I'm here again? Was it Rhoda? Now, it's a bit interesting when you see God commission a man and then he tells the man that this is the assignment I have for you. And then God begins to tell you not to be afraid, not to be fearful. Now, there are two things happening there, or maybe more, but there are two things I want us to note there. Number one is that God wants to reassure the person that he is with the person. And number two is that God is also assuring the person that I will teach you how to win. So when God gives a man an assignment, he would confirm the assurance that you need is two. One is the outcome of this thing. And who is with me on this thing? You know when he says in this world you will face many what? Many tribulations or many trials or many oppositions. He says, be of good cheer. I have what? I have overcome the world. So God ensures that we are sure of the end from the beginning. Can we look at Joshua? Or let's read Deuteronomy chapter 31 first. Deuteronomy 31. Now, when Moses was leaving the scene and God was bringing Joshua into the scene, that was a big shoe for Joshua. And you know, Koram and those other bad guys. Their words were to produce fear in Joshua. It says, then Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel, and he said to them, I am 120 years old today. Now, we read two verses, very similar verses, but they are different verses, different events, but God saying the same thing to one person. Now, it tells me that the way opposition produces fear is as though fear, if fear can get you, you can't get anything done. It says that Moses went and spoke this word. So it says, I can... What's happening? Why is it going off? He says, I can no longer go out and come in. Also, the Lord has said to me, you shall not cross over this Jordan. The Lord, your God himself, crosses over you before you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua himself crosses over before you, just as the Lord has said. And the Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites and their land, and when he destroyed them. The Lord will give them over to you that you may do to them according to every commandment which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. Now, that statement did not take the opposition away. They still fought the Amorites. You know, if I were Joshua, I'll be feeling bad. Like, Moses should have defeated them before they give me the assignment. Like, this is the real deal. All that Moses did was just take them through the wilderness. They were not fighting anybody in the wilderness. So. No war. So, they now say, Oga, you are the next. They will hand over to you. Like, the real deal. Hey, sir, you didn't do. Why me? Did you understand? Like, they wanted to outsource. Moses, you were the one they called. Like the burning bush. You were the one that they showed. Not me. So it's kind of a big shoe for Joshua to step in. You know, at times, imagine when you say you want to serve someone, you want to serve the person, then you just give your assignment. I just say, let me just be protocoling some things. So, hey, they said I should come and... Like, you feel like... So the fear of that opposition comes on you. So it was good for Moses to remind Joshua, first of all. Now, Moses told him, fear is not like it came inside your heart, then to go out your heart. Like, fear is like, it's not a one-time thing. The more you think about it, the fear is like the fear is growing wings. That's what happens when you go and Google your sickness. The small fear you are, you're Google. Hey! That's what happens. Stand, Coco, sis. That's not even what you were looking for. They gave you the biological name. Then that thing will not be hitting you. As you are going, you can't amount to anything. So the fear is not fear, go. Actually, you have to remind yourself that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Yes. Because the oppositions will not come. Some of them will come in different flavor, different ways. But they intend to produce fear in our heart. And once fear defeats us, we can't fight the opposition again. It says, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them. Now, if a daddy was telling a son the battle the daddy did not fight, then the daddy is saying, don't be afraid of them. I would say, daddy, daddy, you're not doing well. Yeah, because this is Moses' work. And they're telling me that I should not be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. So don't forget, like I said, God tries to assure us of two things: his presence and the outcome. Don't worry, see. He that is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Like, they tell us that there's victory at the end of the game. But they also tell us that he is with you, because you will face the opposition. See, don't go and kneel down and pray that opposition go. Have a catalog of victories. That's what God wants to give you. So that you two can say, the year the bear came, you killed it. Not that you ran away, like, ajajabo. Like, you escaped. No, you killed it. The year the lion came, we killed it. So you, this uncircumcised Philistine, you are going as well. He says, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you. See, I like the way God reassures us that he will be with us in that storm. He will be with us. See, I know what I'm saying when I say we have an inordinate affection towards not wanting any warfare. It's like we just want to be in Banana Island. Peace. No. Hi, neighbor. How are you, neighbor? God is coming. So, yeah, we are expecting him. Like, I'm serious. He's inside you. Check. Some people call it soft life. No, I'm serious. It's inside man. There's one, that's why I call it inordinate affection. It's not normal. Because as a child of God, the people in the world might be not seeing that. Because there's no guarantee of victory. But you are assured of victory, but you decide not to go to war. Because you might have thought that it's the person they assured victory that will carry the gun hand. But because, this God can say he slept off. sorry, I didn't know if we were going to go to war today. I went to Jebusite. Sorry, I'm right, kid. I'm so sorry. And if he apologizes, it's just. You know, people like to use their sense with God. Say, before God will come and say, I am that I am, you can't question him. Who can question the Lord? Nobody. And it's because our faith in him is not assured. You know, when David said, let me go and inquire of the Lord, when they plunged his camp, he says, if he says I should go, I'll go. Because I know victory is assured. But if he says I should not go, I will not go. Moses also said it. See, if your presence will not go with us, forbid me to live here. So it goes hand in hand, his presence and the assurance of the outcome. God assured Moses that you guys will defeat them. Go. No, he said, no. It's two things I want. That assurance and your presence. So when we face oppositions, we will need to be assured of his presence and the outcome. And the outcome has never changed. The outcome has never changed. See, it's better you put victory. And then maybe if you want to do outcomes, put it somewhere. But it's more on victory. Outcome is English. It says, be strong and be of good courage. Don't entertain fear. And don't be afraid of them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. You know, at times when we are told to do a thing that was commissioned in the hands of someone, your guy is your own work. Don't forget, this is Moses that wrote the patriarch, the books. He knows more than Joshua. He was regarded as the meekest man on the earth. See, because of him, God can open ground and people entered. You know, you can see what Moses has done. I'm like, wait, John of Ed, first set were up. Like, why is not a Moses not able to go and defeat them? Yeah. Because at times, the challenges you are facing, and you're trying to explain it away. Like, why didn't? And at times, God would not want you to get to a point where you are so assured of you can't win. Because at times, you ask, this person did not win it. This person did not win this battle. How can I? That's also fear. Where you would see the inability, so-called inability, of others not to win that at that opposition, then you attribute it to yourself and then you say, I don't think I can win it as well. It's just like the testimony of our sister. You know, it was somebody that just came and said, Tutu cannot get a job. It's somebody, I don't know who that person is. It's one person. They said, Tutu, the complex that you won't have a job is so huge. Yeah. I know the people that have startup, they are Tutu. Doing fine. I'm not even saying startup. Doing fine. Building businesses. I think the way they even say it is that it's the Tutu that hire first class. Yeah. So you would ask yourself, am I so much interested in wishing away the opposition? Or I need to terminate the influence of fear in my heart. That there is no cause for fear. Wherever the opposition came from, whether it was a fifth generation opposition, they should have sorted it. No, I won't explain it away. See, let the opposition be even afraid that it met you. Let it be that the opposition, why did they post me to this address? Like, I've been going through generations. Like, why this address? I don't know if you have such victories to write down. Like, Egbewabi. Because this year, we would be on our watch. We will not allow anything slide. You know, we don't want to get to the end of the year and God says, there were like 98 opposition that came, but you only addressed 31. No. We want to be waking up as warriors every morning. God, which one is coming today? Because victory is assured. His presence is assured. So no cause for fear. Can you say no cause for fear? Can we go back to Psalms 27? Then we'll go back also to Joshua chapter 1. It says, when the enemy came, verse 2, when the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp me against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. Now, see where someone is getting confidence from. The rising of war. Father, help us today. Amen. God is still taking me back to that inordinate affection not to see opposition. Live there. Leave. Pack your bag and live there. Don't be a Christian that had no victory. Like, they just, you check your Christianity. No victory. No, no, no. You won't die in that opposition. Maybe that's... See, there is no opposition that it is to appear to any man that will terminate the life that God has put in you. No. There is none. Verse 4. One thing I have desired of the Lord that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Verse 5. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. Now, don't think this man is doing hide and seek. He was worrying. You may be thinking what he meant is God. It was just like this. God unfolded him inside under a tree. Maybe a tree of juniper. No, he was fighting. It was here he trained, where we had the armies of David. This is where we also had the tribe of Gad. The guys we call Gadites. It says, and of the men of God. This one, they only know war. Like, war is food. This is where he trained different kinds of armies. They said there's one who, sword does not leave his hand. Is that the one that is doing hide and seek? He says some gathers, they joined David at the stronghold in the wilderness. Mighty men of valor, men trained for battle. Who could not handle shield? Who could handle shield and spear? Whose faces were like faces of lion? I mean, look at Shanson's faces. Oh. Like, I can't just do my face like that. They were as swift as gazelles. Have you seen gazelle before? It's one of the fastest animals. Ah, this one is not normal human being. Swift as gazelles. And Bible doesn't exaggerate. They're even trying to use what you can relate with to describe it. On the mountains, oh, when he says hide under pavilion, is that I'm assured of protection as I'm just doing like this. Fear, 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 fear. Hey, I've not heard sword before, but the way I'm holding it now. Yeah. He's assured. This is the person that said he was hidden under his pavilion. Because his presence is with me. I'm covered. So the least thing he would have then is what can I now be afraid of? See the hand of God for what it is. Don't let it be stories that you've heard. They said the hand of God in days of Bible. No, see the hand of God for yourself. If you don't want to pray about anything, you are just wasting your time. Because that's one way we go to battle, prayer. I want to have many victories. I don't want to be wishing away, oh God, why this? Why this? This should not come. This should not come. No. I won't even sing it alone as a song. There will be actual catalog. This one came. Tuberculosis and lung abscess plus pneumonia came. And they were defeated. Sorry. Plus death in 1 month. Yeah. I have that with my own catalog. Yeah. If you don't fight, there will not be victory. Whosoever told you that the victory that they said, even though you are, if you're born of God, you have victory, is that we would see the victory. We will not just shout it at the rooftop. We will see the victory. Men will see the good works that has been done through us. Verse 6. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. We'll come back here, but let's go to Joshua chapter 1. We've read Deuteronomy chapter 1 to 6, where Moses told Joshua, be strong and be of what? Good courage. After the death, now Moses has now died. The person they gave the assignment now died. But you find that that first one, it didn't really do much in Joshua. Probably this guy was just still thinking. It says, Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant. He was just an assistant. The assignment. See, the funny thing is, in the heart of God, is the assignment is, so whether it was a Moses or whether it was a Joshua, is the assignment that was in the heart of God. What was the assignment? He spoke to Joshua, go get my people from the hands of Pharaoh, that they might come to worship me on Hebron. Then from them, he will get them into the promised land that he has promised to their fathers. That was the assignment. Two junctions. In the wilderness, they'll be at Mount Hebron to worship God. Then from there, they will leave there and move into, that's the assignment. Then the next thing they said, I will give you an assistant, Aaron. They didn't mention Joshua at any point. Now, they've put all the load on his head. So, you can imagine what he will be thinking. Like, why did Moses even see the burning bush? Or if we even say they didn't mention my name. You know, so there are some tasks that we avoid. That I wasn't there when they decided. They did the meeting. They said, I'm the one that is appointed. Then you see opposition. See, there's an inordinate affection, sir. Please, leave it. Disassociate? Abi? Okay, denounce it. Maybe if I can't pronounce that one, denounce it. Tell yourself that every inordinate affection towards uncertified peace. God, I don't want it. Peace that God did not sign. No, don't go to peace with your enemy. No, he's a roaring lion seeking for whom to devour. Jesus came to give life and life abundant, but the thief came to steal, to kill, and to. That's his job. He will never negotiate peace. If you hear him saying peace, he's stealing. Yeah. If you hear him say peace, he's killing. Yeah. No, please go back there. Joshua 1. So God spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. You can see God. So God told Moses that I have given you every place that the sole of your foot will tread. Is the timing that he didn't tell us. Whether you will do it for 5 years, but God will assure your victory as long as your breath is still sustained here. Verse 4. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river of Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you. See, guys, two things God assures you. He is with you. He is with you. And the victory is sure. Victory is sure. All the projects we would embark on this year in this church is sure. We will not be stranded. We will not say, I will wish this was never an idea. No, don't, and also look at it that we don't talk yourself out of opposition. Say, ah, wife, let's go out of what God has given us victory in. No. At times, the victory God wants to give you is the victory of training up a child in the way he should go. So the child is growing stubborn. So you want to, what? That's how the child is, though. You want to talk yourself out of it. No. This, we would have the victory of, we trained up a child. You don't have it yet. You've not trained up a child in the way he should go, and when he grows up, he will not depart from it. Why? Then you are not leaving a child to be. No. You will say, Oga, mo kanu Bible, but this is my own testimony. You read it in the Bible, then when he brings the opportunity your way, don't say, God, hey, I shouldn't have, I should have just remained a single. No. You were the one that knocked on the door of heaven to be married. Now you're married. So I will be with you. I will not leave you, nor forsake you. Verse 6. That's where we're going to. Be strong. I don't know why they put both of them in verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Joshua chapter 1, verse 6. There's nothing wood there. I say I don't know. When we're in school then, Rema. So after a while, when it's not real Rema, we say Remwi. Paul knows that one very well. Because Paul always struggled to give Rema. Let me quickly share a secret. This is our Paul. He always, God's name, when he hears Rema, he sent me to our crack one. He said, you see, and when, you know, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6, Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, you can see. You can that Remwi. 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 Abi Nehemiah, where's Nehi? Ah, he's not in. Ah, my witness is not here. Before they think I'm like, you have sent my witness away. He's my only witness. My other witness is Pastor David in Abeokuta. Those are my witnesses. No, there's nothing, there's no big deal there, but there's a lesson there. He says, be strong and of good courage, for to these people you shall divide as an inheritance. See, when you go to face your opposition, the lot or the portions that you know, at times this is the way it works. And I personally have seen this even happen naturally. I'll give you a very natural example. So decided to work with some folks. And I mean, in all fairness and honesty, I just wanted to work with them, solve problems. Now, in doing that, there were oppositions. There was days I was like, if I had gone left, I think left is greener than this one is looking like we'll be here forever. Then when victory now came, then I said, you have portion. Now, don't forget, that's not what I signed up for. Joshua did not sign up that he will be dividing inheritance. He didn't even sign up that he would be the star. He was a Moses' assistant. So if Moses wants to wash plates, that's what he would do. Elisha too didn't sign up to carry mantle. He didn't sign up. It's God that told him, in your stead, anoint Elisha. In your stead. Elijah was not even thinking that, hand over, who will preserve this mantle. No. He preferred to even die with it. That's why he ran away and said, kill me. He was not thinking handover. Is it that thought he handed over the... No, if God didn't tell him, that he will go with it. Now, who likes a Jezebel warfare? They wanted to give you the mantle that Jezebel is pursuing. But your inheritance is in it. Your lot, your portion, your greatness, your victory, your beauty is in that. It's not before it, it's in it. Some of us would have thought this Christianity, it's tough. See how beautiful your life is. When you said they want, they say as you fast, they say as you pray. Now, you can't even have any appetite towards a call again. And you're like, so this is what is Christianity. These are the victories that are in this Christianity. Yes. If you were disdained, if you were confused, if you were perplexed, when they say, oh, come and read your Bible for these hours, these minutes, come and pray. I'm like, ah, this is opposition. Oh, hey, you will sleep off. Yeah, if you sleep off, wake up, try it again. Don't say, ah, me, I cannot even read more than one chapter. No. Some of us, we had never done memory verse until we did challenge. Yeah. Now imagine say, ah, me challenge. No, you just want to, ah, let me only cram 5 verses. You can write it in your catalog of victories. Abi, all the challenges you've participated in, they are not Christian challenge. They are not worthy to be called challenges. Can you go back to Psalms 27? Verse 6. I will begin to tie it up. It says, therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing praises to the Lord. Can we look at Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13? For I, the Lord your God, will hold you by the right hand, saying to you, fear not. I will see, the presence of God is the constant key in that journey going into that opposition. Every other thing might change, every other variable. The equipment you need to work with might change. The people you need to work with to solve problems might change. The only thing that is constant is the God that you are going with into that opposition. It says, fear not. I will help you. So you might ask, you know, I mean, I already have fears. I mean, if fear had not entered, maybe this sermon would have met me well. Yeah. What God uses to neutralize or make as an antidote to fear is peace. Now, like I said, if you make peace with your enemy, it's not peace. But Jesus told us, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. So when David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid of? It was rather engaging peace, because it is peace that puts us in a state that is not fear. Peace is your surety that it will turn out the way God has said it will turn out. Peace beyond all understanding. Yeah, the issues are on the table. It's peace. I think we have a song, Peace Like a River, right? Peace. The way fear flows in the heart, peace also flows in the heart. The way fear, it just gives you high BP, gives you anxiety, you are perplexed, you are running out of peace. Also, it can even affect your emotions. I mean, your physical emotion. It would affect it, and you are inoculated towards every running helter-skelter that everybody's running helter-skelter to. So when you say, everybody's having this challenge, it's not that you didn't have the challenge. It's that you know that this challenge, I have victory, and I have God with me. God gives peace. So if you're here and you already have a kind of fear, like there are 101 million types of fear, because they are produced from oppositions. But God gives peace. God gives peace. At times you can see a child not developing well. God will give you peace. You can even use that peace to educate others. Daddy, oh God, calm down. He's not like that. You know, maybe when a child is healed, hey, let's be. See, at times as a couple, see, let one have peace. If the two have fear, they won't be way out. So at times, if it's the husband that has peace, glory be to God, give it to the wife. But the two without peace, that will not be okay. Can we go to John? Okay, we're there. It says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives. It says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So when he gives you peace, you shut the door against fear. You shut the door against fear. Can you tell yourself, I receive the peace of God? Just tell yourself, I receive the peace of God. You know, there are things you might even want to mention in particular. This particular fear, I receive the peace of God. I know the issue, but the fear that has been produced, I receive peace over it. I receive peace. Peace like a river. Peace unending. Oh, you applied for a job and you are so troubled that it wouldn't turn out well. No, receive peace. It's peace like a river. It's unending. It's unending. And you have grace, oh. Yes. You have grace. What you are able to bear, you can't imagine. What you are able to go through, you can't imagine. Because he says, for the joy that was set before him, he had a lot of peace to endure the cross. He says, it was with joy. If you go back to Psalms chapter 27, I think verse 6. Okay, you guys want to do the song? You want to do the song, right? Okay, no, good. He says, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes. I will sing praises to the Lord. I receive peace. Over my call, I receive peace. I'm not troubled. I have no cause to fear.
Peace like a river. Your joy is overflowing. Like a river, your joy is overflowing. Peace like a river, your joy is overflowing.
I have grace.
You will not run away anymore.
best of years. You have grace and you have peace like a river. Go in this mind, go in this strength. You have no cause for fear. The failures of the past are not determinant of any future outcome. You have peace. Thank you, Jesus.